Hello.
Hello.
Sean, you all know Sean?
Hi.
Sean has recently, he's been recently knighted with a candidate in presentation, so he's going to be learning over the next 2 years, so he can be certified in 2 years and be just like me.
Even though I'm certified already.
He's already certifiable. Yes. So this is Palo Alto, right?
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Okay. And how do we do today?
Good.
We liked it.
Better than ever?
Highest scoring district in a long time. Highest ranked in a long, long time.
Wow. Excellent.
You came in?
Ninth.
Perfect.
A payment to the judges is fine.
Jerry knows. I actually tried playing Randy last night.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looked like we're pretty consistent across all the categories, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good thing. All right, perfect. So let's take a look at what we need to do to move you even further along. You make me feel so young, and I'll be seeing you. Awesome. You make me feel so young. So it's a nice start that didn't last. Nice start, didn't last. Right. So,
this program our life.
Here's one thing that happens is I tend to look around the whole group. And if I catch wandering eyes, that means you're not committed to what it is you're talking about. So I'll catch somebody. You make me feel so young. You make me feel. I'm like, what is that? Why is that person doing that? Because we can tell. We can see eyes are really easy to follow with all the bright lights on them. So whatever you commit to it. Mm-hmm. But the wandering eyes, I'll notice that.
Raise your hand if you've ever heard that.
Yeah. Only shiny, two. Only two. It's like a squirrel went by or a shiny thing happened.
Wondering,
yeah. Oh, here's the thing. Are you happy about feeling so young?
Yeah,
so I wasn't feeling that from everybody, but I was happy. We're happy about feeling so young. It's like it might have been they made us sing this today, and I don't really feel it. For some of you, you're doing a great talk. Some folks are kind of not. You can watch your video. And so my thought here is that you just need to let go and have more fun. So have you been allowed to let go and not be barbershoppers when you sing the song?
No.
Yes. You've not. Yes. You have been permitted to do that, right?
Yeah.
Good. So we want to do that more. Has anyone told you you were doing too much?
No.
No risk there, right? So that would be a fun thing to do that. Is there a cause move?
Yeah.
Because?
Yeah.
Right. And that looked to me like it was move number 3 from the yellow book that we were told to do.
It was,
right. So we all got to do it. We got to know what the general idea is, and then we got to figure out how to own that ourselves. So we don't, because we don't want to all look the same. It isn't really a precision move. This isn't the Rockettes at Radio City Music Hall, right? This is a bunch of guys singing who all want to have this feeling of, cuz, is that what it is? Right? It's one of those things. So you have to figure out what that feels like. I don't know. All right,
you did it better in rehearsal.
That's awesome. You know what? Doesn't count. I wrote the check for my IRS fee. I had left it on my desk. not in our copper. Yeah. Okay, that's number 2. I'll be seeing you. Again, wandering eyes. In this song, worse when that happens. Not that it was worse, but it just has a worse impact when we do that. And so what's the story on this guy who's singing I'll be seeing you? Why is he doing that?
Remembering
what?
Love of his life.
Where are you going to see her?
General imagination.
Okay. What causes you to just all of a sudden erupt into spontaneous singing about it? The contest in person? There you go. Yes, what causes him to say that?
He was having some memories of
nostalgia.
And did they catch him?
Yeah.
What do you think might have caused him to have these memories of nostalgia?
She was that wonderful thing in the moment.
Did he clean out his desk drawer and find a picture? Did he, was he outside walking and it struck him?
It was memories of their time together on
but
the
what
moon.
But what triggers that?
Yeah, we haven't made a plan for that.
We need to figure out what causes that. Yeah. Because when
I think the moon.
Alright, so because when he gets up here and starts to wave his arms and we hear a pitch, we need to have it in our minds already. Right, because the curtain, when we go to a show, if we go to a Broadway show or something, or the ballet or the opera, the curtain opens or goes up, and those people are alive on stage at that split moment that the curtain goes up. We don't get a warm-up. Mm-hmm. You know, we just are now catapulted into their lives, and something causes them to do what they're doing at this point in the story. Same for you. Curtain opens up, we all say thank you very much because we have to do that. And then he turns around, we get a pitch, and now we've got to all be at that place where the ballet curtain opened. Right? That's your responsibility, to know why we're there, and what is it that we're saying, and why are we saying it? Because I got to see on your face what causes you to say, once in a lifetime, maybe. A man knows a love like this. Once in a heart, what's it, once in a heartbeat, maybe.
The stars
glow bright, the world is bright. Time cannot dim the memories. Your laughter. Your what?
Your eyes.
Your eyes. Wow. Your kiss. Oh! Right?
Yeah.
These are all the things we have to see as you go through this little episode. Make sense?
Yep.
Right. So we want to watch the struggle of you trying to come to grips with this. That's the beauty of the drama that we watch when you perform this for us. So that we can then escape into our own world and relive our drama. That's pretty cool. Okay, so you're the masters of that. You have all the tools at your disposal for us and the audience to have an experience. Ian?
Yeah.
Okay. What might happen if you do this really, really well? What might happen to you, and what might happen to us?
You might
have an emotional experience here. Better that you have it at rehearsal about 5 weeks before the contest.
Yeah.
No worries. But it's great for us to have it today. Right? But if we see all those things going on, we see every guy going through this, you'll all look different. But you'll look the same in that you're working through something. And you're seeing the joy and you're feeling the pain as well. And the hope and all these things. And that's the beauty of the performance, for us to see that. So, final thing, where's the love? Could we do that differently now if we did it again right now? Which song would you like to work on?
We worked the ballad of the first two judges, we might as well keep going with that.
Thoughts on this one?
On the upstream of the ballad.
On the ballad, because we want to take a look.
On the ballad, I would just, more ownership, it needs to feel more natural. So you hear it all the time. Don't force, don't make it happen, let it happen. And I wanted you to let it happen more. I felt too many of you were trying to make it happen. Release it a little and just allow your heart to lead you instead of here to lead you, which is usually love, right? You're in the battle here, and I need to see that. I'd like you to just let it happen. You just need to let it flow and make it more natural, more believable, more from the heart. And that's what we're looking for. We want more from the heart, especially on a song like this with I'll Be Singing. We need to feel it. And we need to feel it before you even sing the first note. So when you get ready to take that first breath, you have to feel it already. Don't just go and then be in there. Set us up and knock us down. Okay?
Yep. You want to try?
Yep.
Starts here, right? It's already started.
Once in a lifetime, maybe.
Good. Good. Okay. So he's just going to remind you of certain things, but I'd like you to wherever you were when you were thinking of this, as you walked in the on the beach or in the field somewhere or in your basement or wherever you were, that you decided to have this little conversation with yourself, I need you to go there now, and you certainly wouldn't be standing in that place like this. You'd be standing in that place like this, you'd be looking someplace, you'd be thinking, you might, right?
Okay.
You wouldn't be standing like this. So, just for grins in the time that we have, how about, you don't have to stand as a chorus either. Right? You can go, just, we have a big room, right? Go find yourself a space just so you can see Steve.
Why? Be free.
Be free. Yeah, you get to put yourself in this place. What causes you to say this? You actually have to think of this. Think of that lost love, whatever it is, and go there and risk what happens.
Break down.
You decided to express yourself now and say it.
Once in a lifetime, maybe.
What happens when we let them go be on their own? Ladies?
It works
well. Oh,
yeah. What do you hear and what do you feel?
I always feel, whether it's regret or whether it's sorrow, it's something that I can express in my own mind.
Right.
And then to bring forth my voice.
Okay. So these guys being all where they want to be, is that less contrived than standing in a certain position, standing like this and having to say that? Did you hear a different sound?
Yeah.
Is it as together as you'd like it to be? No. But is it warmer and richer and more human?
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. So at the end of that intro, if we were to then just wait a second, when you chop, when you do this,
mm-hmm.
they're all going to go.
Right, yeah.
So let it go. And then when he's going to bring his hands out for the next thing, and what are you going to do when that happens? Give me you, so direct, it means to me, I'm breathing the whole time that he's doing, his hands come down, he's getting ready, on this, and I see her, and I go, I'll be seeing you, right? And the smile comes as you breathe. Would we believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's all the things that are happening before you say a word.
Yeah.
How much communication is there in that?
A lot.
Yeah. Want to try it one more time?
Mm-hmm. It's tough, guys.
Is this too hard?
No.
This should be a lot easier. Let's just do it. Here we go.
4 minutes.
Thank you.
Once in a lifetime,
I want you to give us the maybe.
Once in a lifetime, maybe.
Change your body. Do something.
Once in a lifetime, maybe.
It's once in a lifetime, comma, maybe. Maybe not. Right? Can you give us that? It happens twice. Put the comma in.
Once in a lifetime, maybe.
What happens?
Your laughter, your eyes, your
make the smile happen during the breath. And see her. What do you want to say?
What happened? this is more fun. No pressure here.
So did we get a little raucous singing?
Yeah,
of course we did. But yeah, we did. But we have a chance to come back. And now if you can put physically into that while you're singing well, what do you think? Yeah, so take the time to play. Take the time to play and have fun. Because we'll love watching you in the audience have fun. And you just proved that you can do it. Right. Good, thanks for having me have a few minutes with you.
And we need to park because another chord is going to come in here. So.